short. Okay. Okay, so for those of you who may not know me, I'm Zoe Mahevic. I'm a sophomore at Schaumburg High School, and this was my third famine. So how are you guys? Good? Fine? Good? Okay, glad to hear that. Me? I am tired. I would love to be in bed sleeping right now. There's a whole laundry list of things I could complain about. There's homework, school, stress, friends, extracurriculars. But how many of you would want to listen to me complain? I know my dad's tired of it by now. I can sum it up all in one word, though. Fine. I'm fine. In our culture, how are you has become a really common greeting. It no longer holds the valuable meaning that it once had. If you don't really want to know how I am, why ask? Save the phrase for a time when you really mean it. What if you save the phrase for whenever you're ready to listen to whatever the other person has to say, whether it's sad or happy? You can console them or you can rejoice together. We watched a TED Talk and had a discussion about listening to other people. This made me wonder about a question. When you're 100 years old, do you think you'll have learned more from speaking or from listening? It's not always presence. Yes. It's not always presence that has an impact, but rather the absence. In the case of many young people, it's the absence of silence or the absence of indifference. Some adults think that we're ignorant and indifferent about what's going on around us, but in reality, we just don't know where to go to take the first step. At the famine this weekend, we had multiple discussions about the walkouts and protests happening around our nation, led by people our own age. Part of our discussion was about the successful walkout at Schaumburg High School and the other walkouts in the district. The outcome varied from school to school, but it was more or less agreed that Schaumburg had the best one. We organized and had students who communicated with administration to make sure all would go smoothly when an unknown number of students would decide to spontaneously exit the school building during sixth period. I talked to a lot of my classmates beforehand about whether they would choose to walk out or not. And their number one concern was whether they would get into trouble. Personally, I was concerned about that too, until I really thought about it. For those of you who may not know me, I am a goody-two-shoes teacher's pet and would never break a single rule, no matter the situation. The thing is, acting to make a change isn't going to be safe. We're going to have to break rules, and it's not going to be the easy way out. Am I going to regret one absence or one truancy on my otherwise perfect high school record? Or will I regret not participating in a national phenomenon commenced by our youth who are trying to make a difference? There's something that's gotten us off our couches and lessened mindless scrolling through social media feeds. Sure, we're still scrolling, but we have a purpose this time. We're feeding ourselves with the fire to have our unified voices heard. But what's next? As said in a World Vision video, we need to be the content. People need to stop writing about what needs to be done and instead actually get up and do it. I want to start by educating myself and my peers about the technicalities of what we can do to get a bill passed. I'm all for having discussions about what we want, but that's all talk. I can't vote yet, but I can talk to people who can. The Faith in Action team informed us that Bill 1657 is pending in the House. Essentially, it helps Illinois enforce better business practices for gun dealers. It's not going to stop gun violence completely, but it's a step in the right direction, which is what we need. Call a representative and let them know that you think the bill should be passed for the sake of all the students and educators in this country. A smaller piece of famine wisdom we heard was a tweet from a man named John Grossman. Some of us have heard him speak about issues before, especially homelessness, but he had a couple ideas about our gun control dilemma. He said, "I do not pray for God to do something, but that I will be enlightened to do something. The former releases me from responsibility, but the latter inspires me to do my part." Maybe it's better to pray for guidance rather than have the choices made for you. I don't think God can change the minds of those who aren't prioritizing the safety of our students high enough, but maybe God can help us find a way to do it ourselves. After listening to me or any of the other teachers, maybe you can speak to someone and they'll listen, speaking in turn to another person. Cause your own ripple effect. With enough ripples in the pond, maybe we can make a wave. Sure, maybe that wave will crash. Our momentum might move high and low like a tide pulled by a moon called passion, but in time, we can bring a mountainous flood of change, hopefully for the better.